A Dublin used car dealer who supplied a car used in a bomb attack on a PSNI officer in Belfast last year has been jailed for 3 years. Robert O'Leary from Clancy Road in Finglas sold a Skoda Octavia which was used to plant a bomb onto the PSNI officer's car in June of last year. We can find out more from our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. Paul, briefly, what's the background to this case?
Brian, Robert O'Leary had claimed he bought the car for €200 and sold it on for €750 to, quote, a stocky man who walked in and paid cash and left his details on a bit of paper. The Octavia was then found burnt out with another car in Belfast later that week in the early hours of the 1st of June of last year. Now, it had been used to survey the area around the PSNI officer's home in Belfast. It stopped for nearly 3 minutes while the explosive device was planted under the officer's car, and he discovered it later that day in Shannon Park Golf Club in East Belfast. The IRA subsequently claimed responsibility for planting the device. Now, O'Leary told the Gardaí that they were, quote, barking up the wrong tree, that never in a million years would he source a car for use in an IRA operation. He insisted all he did was sell a car without a logbook, and he said he was a bit of an Arthur Daly and he had a good name around Finglas. But the Special Criminal Court found that this was implausible, it was a false narrative, he had invented a purchaser, and it convicted him of IRA membership.
What did Mr Justice Tony Hunt have to say, passing sentence?
Yeah, in sentencing him today, the judge said that even though the court was satisfied, he wasn't a higher-up IRA member. The car he supplied was, quote, a pivotal element in the attempt to murder a police officer in Northern Ireland. He said it was solely good fortune that no harm was done. Now, O'Leary wrote a letter to the court in which he affirmed, it was affirmed when he was in the dock today, it was read out by his counsel. He promised not to do anything to come to the attention of the Gardaí and not to associate with people who engage in militant or violent republicanism when he's released from prison. So he was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison, but the final 6 months were suspended because of that commitment.
Paul Reynolds, thank you for that. After the break, some interesting traffic numbers which suggest that perhaps some people are beginning to heed advice, or certainly the urgings to return to home working.